Hey y'all, welcome to the fifth part of our series on the vice presidential debate. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about an issue that I'm sure I will probably completely hammer into the ground, but it's an important one, and that issue is the rights of unborn children to not be victims of a child genocide that's been going on for decades, and that the left vigorously supports. So buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called The Vice Presidential Debate, Part 5, Child Genocide. Let's get started. So, Walz' views on this are probably what you can imagine. He is perfectly willing to babble on about edge cases. Edge cases are defined as a statistically rare case, such as, like, when the life of the mother is threatened, which I've already talked about edge cases in a previous episode on this topic, but I'm just mentioning it because he went on and on about it. Walz also does support the abomination of IVF, which I will talk about more in depth later. Vance also supports it, and that kind of made me sad that both parties are now supporting the commodification of human life. I'll probably cover that once I get through all of this. Walz also brought up the idea that women, quote-unquote, have to travel out of state to kill their kids. I covered that in the other debate episode. That's completely messed up because, no, she does not have to travel out of state to kill her child. She can perfectly allow that child to live, and it will be just fine. The world will not be the worse for it. She can, you know, put the child up for adoption. She can take care of the child if she has those resources and that support system, whatever, but she doesn't have to kill him. But Walz seems to think she does. And he also trotted out the mind your own business thing, which is very selfish in this case, because that's basically saying you shouldn't care if children are dying because they're not your children. Which, I mean, in the legal sense, would be true. In the strictly legal sense, if a child in New York starves to death, I'm not gonna have my butt hauled to jail for it because I'm not his keeper, I'm not his parent, I'm not his mom, so I'm not the one who was responsible for feeding him. But that's a very narrow sense, and I don't think he meant it in that sense. I think he meant it in a much broader sense. He also went on and on about the idea that women should be able to, quote-unquote, control their own bodies. Here's the thing, sir. That child has his own body. We're not talking about the woman's body. We're not saying, if she's pregnant and she wants to cut her arm off, we should prevent her from doing that. I mean, she shouldn't want to do that. You should pray for her if she wants to do that. It's very concerning, especially if it's a perfectly healthy arm. It doesn't have to be cut off. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about a woman who is 6 months pregnant and wants to cut her leg off. We're talking about a woman wanting to kill a child that's growing inside of her. A child that has his own body, his own heart, his own head, his own feet that are probably developing, depending on what stage of development, but he at least has the potential to have those if he's not killed before he can. And in either case, the DNA we're talking about is his or her DNA, not the mom's DNA. The baby has his own DNA from the moment of conception. So, yeah, it's not her body that we're talking about. It's the child's body. And I think a lot of these leftists truly forget that. They truly forget that we're talking about another human life here. And Vance actually made a good point on this topic. He said, two wrongs don't make a right, which this is the view that I hold. Yes, it's very unfortunate if a woman is, you know, sexually assaulted or is a victim of incest, you know, things that I really didn't want to have to say out loud, but like they were mentioned, terrible things. Sinful things. But the view that I hold is very similar to what he said. Two wrongs do not make a right. The the sins of the Son should not be visited on the Father, and the sins of the Father should not be visited on the Son. I'll visit the other side of that, actually, when we talk about guns in the next part. But, the sins of the Son should, the sins of the Father should not be visited on the Son. So therefore, the child should not be put to death, should not be executed for the sins of his father. The child had no control over the circumstances of his conception. He should not be put to death for something he could not control. So there's that. Wall's also fear-mongered about a pregnancy register. I don't know where he's getting that. I think he probably needs to quit drinking whatever he's drinking, because some of the stuff that he said during this debate was truly off the wall. I don't know if they gave him laughing gas before they sent him out there or what, but seriously, if we have to deal with 4 years of this dude and he's going to keep making the claims that he's making, I think you're going to have a lot of people going to the ER because, or not going to the ER, going to the morgue because their head's exploded. You know, like that guy in that guy on that YouTube video that goes, "What the?" And then his head just explodes. Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of that if this guy gets elected. Anyway, my thoughts on IVF are pretty similar to my thoughts on de-extinction, but actually to a greater extent. I think that IVF is a sinful abomination. It commodifies human life. Babies were not meant to be made in test tubes or petri dishes. That's not what God planned. And I also think IVF is especially bad because it allows for two men or two women who have chosen to live in sin to raise a child and deprive that child of the other parent, because I don't have much trust in the psychological industry, but even they agree that a child needs both a mother and a father. Otherwise, he is at risk, more at risk than the average child, especially if it is a he, if it's a boy, of committing crimes and suffering from a lot of mental problems because he doesn't have the father that he needed. And so I'm very opposed to IVF. I don't think that it should be a thing. And I'm even more opposed to making people in a lab than I am to making animals in a lab, because people, unlike animals, are, they're made in the image of God. And so when you commodify those who bear the image of God, when you commodify the children of God, that's not much better than when people used to sell slaves. People used to sell people, and still do, unfortunately, in some parts of the third world, sell people into slavery. I think that IVF is not that much different in terms of putting a price tag on a human life. And especially if we get to the point where people can make designer babies, which that's what this is leading to, or where people can clone people, then you're going to get into some really morally abominable territory. Because it is only God who should decide what you look like, as far as like what color skin, hair, eyes, whatever you have. It is only God who should decide who comes into the world and when. And God has given us the way that children are supposed to be conceived. So if you don't want to use that method, then you shouldn't, then you're having a child for the wrong reasons. Families are meant to be with a mother and a father. Raising children, preferably raising those children in God's truth. So an IVF just enables a lot of, people who want to completely deny all of that. it opens them up to more, it opens them up to a more convenient way to intentionally screw up children and set them up for failure. And I don't think that's right. I don't support surrogacy for the same reason. Although at least in that case, well, actually in that case there is some artificial scientific witchcraft going on, but not as much as IVF. Anyway, I do think it's a very sad reflection in our society that both parties now support this moral abomination. So that's basically all I had on that topic. I hope you'll come back for the other parts of this series. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSC Pod. And you can send us an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. And feel free to pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And have a blessed day.